Did you hear the talk back last Friday? Of course, we're nearly at the next one, but it was about how people feel in the face of local change. So their community going through really physical alterations fairly quickly. This is happening in a lot of inner city areas. Their proximity to lots of amenities make them very attractive to developers. But in the process, you lose things. In Brisbane, locals are currently fighting the closure of the historic Regent Theatre. Casey Jenkins of the Melbourne Craft Cartel is witnessing these changes in her local area of Fitzroy in Melbourne, and she wants to take action. Casey is part of the team that's created Melbourne's inaugural Anti-Gentrification Festival, which kicks off this weekend, and she joins me now. Hello, Casey.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
What led to the idea for a festival like this?
The festival is run in, it's Craft Cartel, which is a radical craft group that I set up with Raina Fahey, who's a radical cross-stitcher, and the festival's being run in conjunction with social justice group Earth Sharing, which is concerned with the equitable distribution of land.
Mm.
And the festival, it sort of came about after... just sort of watching communities being displaced from our local area, I guess. As sort of crafters, we don't have much money, I guess.
No, it's not a lucrative career, is it?
No, certainly not. But that's fine most of the time because we can craft the stuff that we need.
Hmm.
But the one thing that we can't craft is land, and so... we're going to have to figure out a way to share this earth that we have, and okay. That's what the festival's about.
Right, okay. Can I just, before we go on, what's a radical crafter? Or a radical knitter? Did you say she was a radical...
Radical crafter, craft of all forms.
Right.
We do cross-stitch, we do knitting, we do a bit of pasting, paste. It's basically... craft has got a pretty benign reputation, and so we do craft that is got more of an activist bent, I guess.
Okay. Basically,
we make stuff.
You're sort of the resistance, aren't you, in a way?
Yeah, reclaiming the feminine arts, we are.
This is really your local area. You've been in the area a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I went to high school just in the suburb next door, and swim in the local pool, worked in local pubs, yeah.
What changes have you seen in the neighbourhood over that time?
With the people who live around the area, they're sort of used to be people. A more diverse mix of people. You'd walk down the streets and see people from all walks of life. And now it's the land prices have just risen dramatically, and it's only generally quite wealthy people who can afford to live around the area.
And have you lost any... I mentioned when I was introducing you that in Brisbane, local people are trying to fight the closure of the Regent Theatre. Have you lost any theatres or pubs or things like that?
Yeah, heaps. There's sort of lots of live music venues. The area used to be renowned for them.
Mm.
And they've sort of been for sort of one after another to close down because there's, several reasons, but people who would go to them would generally be from sort of lower incomes, and people like that aren't living around that area anymore. They've been forced to move to the outer suburbs, and so the businesses just aren't viable anymore.
Now, the Tote Hotel,
that's
a feature of this festival, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, in a way that sort of sparked it off. There's sort of it's probably going to be reopening, which is exciting, but it a couple of months ago, it was forced to close for numerous reasons, and as sort of, I think it was the final straw for a lot of people. And there were 10,000 people marched in the streets in Melbourne to protest
its
closure. Yeah, it was massive. It was massive, and there was a lot of. It made me sort of realise that people really do care about their communities, and sort of finally wanting to take a stand and not just be displaced yet again and pushed out to the suburbs. People sort of want to find... I think there's sort of an understanding that that suburbs, desirable areas, they're going to be going through changes and more people are going to want to live in them, and that's okay. But I think that just people don't want to be pushed out of them themselves.
Yes.
They want to be part of the evolution of their own suburbs.
Now, on Life Matters today, my guest is Casey Jenkins. She's a craftivist and she's one of the people involved in the Anti-Gentrification Festival, which is on this weekend in Melbourne. If you're interested, you'll find links on the website, abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters. Now, one of the features, Casey, of the festival is the old carpet from the hotel.
Yes.
Now, I have seen a picture of you in a ball gown made of carpet.
Yeah, that's a magnificent piece made by the wonderful fashion designer Catherine Jamison. And a group of lovely crafty ladies went and with scalpels and gloves and ripped up this stinky carpet, which is sort of a bit of a symbol of the creative lower income venues in the town. And we've cut it into doormat sized pieces and we're branding it with like a cigarette burn of the old tote logo, and we're going to be selling them off to raise money for a local charity, St. Mary's House of Welcome.
I bet that carpet, if it could tell stories, it could tell a few good ones.
I reckon it could. There's lots of history in it. It quite literally reeks of history.
I'll bet literally reeks. did the piece of carpet that was used to make your dress, was it cleaned first? I hope it was.
No, that would ruin the whole effect.
But that's suffering from your art. You might get some dreadful skin disease or something.
Just shows how deeply I care about it, I'd say. But the thing is, the people have said that people have said that we're naive sometimes in the thought of wanting to hold this festival. That the tide is it's too far gone. There's no way of turning it back, and that what we're wanting to do is to sort of hold on just to our communities and for them not to change. But I think it's very important that to say that that's not what we want. Although there is a lot of nostalgia involved in it, like in the carpet, for example, that we're more interested, I think, in our future in the areas. We know that they're great areas, and we're going to have to welcome more people into them. We just don't want to be kicked out of them.
Okay. So, what else have you got planned for the festival this weekend?
We've got heaps of stuff. We've got speaker from Earth Sharing, Carl Fitzgerald, who's going to be talking about... Well, they did a fascinating study recently which sort of revealed that there's a lot of vacant land in the city that's sort of being withheld from the market in the form of speculative vacancies, and that... there's some, like 6.9%, the report says. And so he's going to be talking about how if basic land tax reform happened, these properties could be released onto the market, land prices would drop, more people would be able to move into areas that are more desirable and where the infrastructure can better cope with them. And lots of these problems would be lessened. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him. We've got a heap of different community groups. We've got a Skillshare collective. We've got Green Renters. We've got a bunch of musicians.
Good. I'm glad we got to the musician, because there's got to be fun stuff. Otherwise, it's just like having Bran all the time. It's good for you. It's doing you good, but you want to have something with a bit of...
Oh no, we're all about fun. That's why we don't want our communities to remain static. That would be terribly boring, and boring is death. But Craft Cartel is all about fun, I reckon. And so as part of that, we've got a lagerphone making workshop.
A lagerphone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep,
the great Aussie instrument. And we've got we're also having a festy fashion jam, which is everyone who comes to the festival gets their own little piece of tote carpet, and they can make it into a fashion piece of their own to strut around town and maybe sort of discourage some of the yuppier types from moving into the area, hopefully.
Right. Okay. Well, look, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming on Life Matters.
Cheers. Thank you for having me.
That's Casey Jenkins. She's co-creator of Melbourne's first anti-gentrification festival. They're the resistance, really, in the gentrification of the Fitzroy area. It starts this Sunday, and we will put a link on the Life Matters website, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters.